The German government is mulling changes to crowdfunding regulation that would subject it to the same scrutiny as senior lending and publicly raised equity. Currently, crowdfunding regulation in Germany is exempt from the kind of regulatory controls imposed on senior lending and publicly raised equity, which are heavily regulated. At the moment, if the total capital raised by a crowdfunding project does not exceed 2.5 million euros, it is not necessary to have an authorised investment memorandum. Individual investors are not allowed to invest more than 10,000 euros in a crowdfunding project, and it is ranked behind the senior loan tranche. The German government has realised that some crowdfunding capital is going into real estate, according to Markus Keuter, team leader of debt advisory at Jones Lang in Frankfurt. So far, he says, crowdfunding has only raised about 40 million euros a year, which goes into real estate in Germany. However, once you take into account the senior loan, which typically accounts for around 60% of the capital, 20% to 30% equity, and then 10% which comes from crowdfunding, that equates to between 200 million euros and 350 million euros of total investment. When the Kleinanleger Schutzgesetz, or the Small Investor Protection Act, regulating crowdfunding came into force in Germany in July 2015, it was designed to protect investors in the grey market and to make it more transparent. And, to a large extent, it's been successful. Nonetheless, crowdfunding remains a very small part of the German market and is not pushing it to new heights, according to Keuter. According to a study commissioned by the crowdfunding platform iFunded.de, which focuses on real estate, whilst 17% of Germans are aware that they can invest in real estate via crowdfunding, only 13% of them are inclined to do so. Real estate consultancy Dr. Klein announced recently that it was teaming up with crowdfunding platforms Exporo and Zinsland in a bid to introduce more clients to the notion of crowdfunding as an additional financial instrument in their portfolio. Going forward, it seems likely that crowdfunding will have to be brought into line with other capital sources, according to Keuter. The government might want to level the playing field so that crowdfunding is subject to the same level of regulation as the senior loan and publicly collected equity components. This would be fair, as there's no reason why it should be easy for crowdfunding. The government is currently canvassing opinion from those in the industry to see what everyone thinks. The German Crowdfunding Association, for its part, has made it clear that it would like to see the 10,000 euro investment cap on crowdfunding abolished, so that investors with larger disposable incomes are able to freely use crowdfunding platforms in Germany, as they can already do in many other countries. However, this is not yet to be on the table. Other changes could also be on the cards. According to Carsten Wenzlaff, founder and director of the German Crowdfunding Association, the amount that a crowdfunding project can raise might be increased. Equity-based crowdfunding in real estate is a growing market all over the world. It allows investors to diversify their portfolio, so it would make sense to push the project limit to 5 million euros in accordance with the European Commission proposal on the European Capital Market Union, Wenzlaff said. An update is unlikely before the summer, and there will certainly be some resistance in the industry. The proposal would obviously make crowdfunding more expensive, both in terms of establishing the investment product and running the platform, making it more in line from a regulatory perspective with the fund business.